So to quickly go over my presentation outline, I'm going to give you a very brief background on Ethiopia, about the health extension program, a very brief description of the project, the lasting climate project, and then specifically dive into community-based data for decision-making, which is one of the approaches that we're using to improve maternal and newborn health outcomes. And then I'll talk about a midterm survey that we've done, which showed some success, and then with the success, the scaling up of CBDDM as an approach and the conclusion. This is on the... I guess the mic is tired as well, no? Okay, I don't know if this is me or the down arrow doesn't work. The plus? Which one are you using? Oh, the down, okay. Thank you. Okay, so Ethiopia, for those of you who don't know, is in the eastern part of Africa and is the second most populous country in sub-Saharan Africa with over 80 million people residing mostly in the rural areas. Even though there has been economic improvements and growth, we still have the gross domestic product is $370 per person, which is very, very small, as you can imagine. In terms of good news, one good news that Ethiopia has is that it's one of the very few countries that has recently been stated by UNICEF that we've met the MDG 4 for child survival. Over the last 5 years, actually, child mortality has decreased by about 30%, so that's the great news. We're on track to achieve MDG 6, but if we look at MDG 5, which is related to maternal health, we're nowhere near to meet the MDG goals. Currently, the maternal mortality ratio is about 676 per 100,000 and hasn't been any change over the last 5 years. I just wanted to show you this picture so that you can imagine the terrain that Ethiopia, the terrain of Ethiopia, to show you how difficult it is to provide any kind of social services, be it education or health, to a scattered population and a very hilly, mountainous country. This is a typical site in Ethiopia. So in 2004, the government of Ethiopia launched what it's called the Health Extension Program. It's the flagship program for the government to improve maternal, newborn, and child health services. So at the center and core of the Health Extension Program are health extension workers who are mostly women, 10th grade graduates, who get pre-service training for about a year on promotive, preventive, and curative care, and are placed back into their communities. In pairs, so two health extension workers would work at the health post, which is like the lowest level of health facility, and provide, as I said, promotive, preventive, and limited amount of curative services. They cover between, on average, they cover about 1,000 households, which is about 5,000 population, and they're aided by community mobilizers called Health Development Army, so I'll call them HDA from here on. Who extend their reach into the community. So the goal of the Last 10 Kilometers project is, as stated earlier, to strengthen the bridge between Ethiopian families, communities, and the health extension program, and thereby bring about maternal and newborn child health improvements at scale. Our project period is between 2007 and 2015. We were very lucky. It was supposed to be a five-year project and was supposed to end in 2012, but we're fortunate enough to have gotten extra resources and extra funding from the foundation as well as USAID and UNICEF to continue the work that we're doing. Okay, so just to dive in a little bit about the Last 10 Kilometers project. So LTNK implements its platform, what we call our platform strategy, in 115 districts, which covers about 14 million people, which is about 20% of the population. The platform improves the skills of the health extension workers to provide community-based maternal and newborn child health services. It helps to enhance their interactions with households, supports the training and motivation of the community health promoters, which I called HDEs earlier, and particularly using family health cards to promote healthy behaviors and practices to their catchment population, and also organizes community-based institutions to support the health extension program services. The health extension workers receive continuous technical and administrative support from the health center, which is the next level up referral site as well. Just to say a few words about the strategy that we're employing. So at the base, what I call the platform is the improving interactions between household communities and the health extension program, which we're implementing in 115 districts. And then we have four different distinct community strategies that we're implementing to see the added value of that over and above what we call the platform. And I'm going to be focusing on the community-based data for decision-making for this presentation. Okay. So community-based data for decision-making, which is CBDDM, I'm going to call it that for short, fosters communities to actively plan, monitor, and evaluate the MNCH services provided by the Health Extension Program. So central to this approach is the use of mapping done by the Health Development Army of their catchment households. So each Health Development Army has about 25 to 30 households, and it helps her enable to closely follow up for health education and also link households with health extension workers for targeted MNCH services. Accordingly, the households in the HDA, the Health Development Army map, are marked with symbols to indicate that services they need. For example, family planning, latrine construction, maternal health, within the maps that they have in their households. Then households are then given health education by the Health Development Army and using the family health cards that I talked about earlier, and actively refer households to health extension workers for services. So this is basically a picture of the Health Development Army and the simple maps that they're using to deliver services or to interact with households are these. And we also use checklists. The Health Development Armies use checklists so that they ensure that the services provided to households are, the continuum of care of services are provided to households. So this one shows you from pregnancy to delivery, and then continues on from delivery to infancy. So just to shift gears and talk about the survey that we've conducted. In 2008, when we started the project, we did a baseline survey, and 2 years later, in 2010, we did a midterm survey, primarily to assess the improvements in MNCH care practices between those two periods. And we also looked at, in terms of the analysis which I'll present, we also looked at the difference, which is whether improvements in MNCH indicators and platform with CBDDM areas were higher than those in the platform-only areas. So basically we wanted to see if the CBDDM, the specific strategy that we're employing, was giving us more added benefits. So if we look at the MNCH outcomes between those two periods, between the baseline and the midterm, as you can see, there's been improvements in almost all the indicators along the continuum of care, starting from the contraceptive prevalence rate to prenatal care or antenatal care to newborn practices, as well as immunization. There's been improvements also, if you look at the data, there's been improvements in institutional delivery, skilled birth attendance, and postnatal care within 48 hours. But as you can see, the numbers are not that impressive. And this is a 2010 result. And in 2011, the Ethiopian DHS was conducted, and even at that time, only 10% of Ethiopian women were delivering at the health facility. So meaning that 9 out of 10 Ethiopian women are still delivering at home. In terms of showing the differences, as I said earlier, one of the primary analyses that we've done is to look at the added value the community-based data for decision-making had over and above the platform. And as is stated here, the changes in terms of contraceptive prevalence rates, antenatal care, postnatal care, newborn practices, as well as vaccination showed that there was an added value of having the mapping and the improved interaction because of the mapping between the health development army and the household, as well as the link between the household and the health extension workers. So there was improved outcomes and key indicators over and above the platform activities that we're doing. So given the results in terms of the CBDDM component providing us with an added value, and also at the time as we're doing this midterm assessment, the government of Ethiopia was actually revamping its community mobilization strategy, which I talked about, the Health Development Army. So it sort of gave us a great opportunity for us to, for the government to use this simple and doable and showed effective tool to be part of the health extension program in terms of it being added in a training curriculum for health extension workers as part and parcel of how they communicate, negotiate with their communities. So there was a good government buy-in, and there was a donor interest in spreading what was working. So we were fortunate enough to be able to spread the work that we're doing from the 14 districts that I talked about to 115 districts. So over the last years, since we started the spread, we've basically been focused on simplifying the tool, prototyping it, and then starting the cascade training so that the health extension workers, who are basically the frontline workers who work with the development army, train the development army on how to use the maps. So over the last year, our focus has been primarily in that, and in covering about 70% of the health development army to do their maps. So in terms of preliminary assessment, unfortunately we don't have the time period of implementation is pretty short. So what I'm the assessment that we did is looking at supportive supervision data as well as data from our program reports. So from 341 supportive supervision visits as well as from coverage data from our program reports is what I'm going to present to you in terms of what we've seen in terms of changes. So primarily, as I said earlier, the core component of the community-based data for decision-making is the mapping of households. And what we see here is an association between mapping of household and identification of pregnancy. So this is absolutely key for a country which wants to improve the maternal health outcomes, primarily identifying pregnant women within the community and then making sure that they're linked to the health system so that they get the prenatal services, they get the support for labor and delivery so that they're encouraged and encouraged to deliver at the health facility and also continue on with the continuum of care post delivery with infancy throughout infancy. We also saw a positive association between household mapping and assisted delivery by health extension workers. Health extension workers do support the delivery of women. It's not considered a skilled delivery. It's a safe and clean delivery, which is different than a skilled delivery. But given the fact that 9 out of 10 women still deliver at home, it's much better than health extension worker delivery is much better than delivering on your own, which is mostly the case, or assisted by someone who's not trained. We're also seeing a positive association between household mapping and postnatal care in 48 hours, which is very critical, as I'm sure you would agree with me, for survival of newborns and infants. So in conclusion, from the work that we've done in the testing of the community-based data for decision-making earlier, as well as from the short period of time that we've had in scaling it up. The conclusion is that CBDDM is a key strategy to increase contact between families and health workers. Preliminary results, as I just noted, shows association between specifically the mapping and improving coverage of maternal and newborn child health indicators. And for scale-up, simplifying and prototyping tools is very important. And as I also tried to indicate, the core part of the community base for data for decision-making, which is the mapping part, which is really critical for targeting household services to the household, has been now adopted as being the part of the health extension program for Ethiopia. Thank you.